Hello and welcome back to this edition of Triad All-Stars. I'm your host, Ryan Smith. You can find this podcast on the Tobacco Radio YouTube channel at youtube.com/tobacco radio and also on podcast version, audio version on Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe. Always love to hear what you think of what we're doing here on Tobacco Road Sports Radio. Today, my guest, he is a rising senior defensive lineman at Grimsley High School, also plays first base for the baseball team as well. He is Andre Hill Jr. Andre, how's it going?
It's going good.
So
thanks
good
for having
to,
me.
Yeah, you're welcome. So good to have you on. Let's jump right in. We'll start with, I know baseball season's coming up, and we'll briefly get to that. Wanted to focus a little more on football, but we'll certainly get to baseball too. Let's just start out with your background. People who may not be as familiar with you, kind of where you're from, and specifically growing up in Greensboro, Grimsby area, and your story there with your family.
So I grew up in Greensboro, North Carolina. I have a brother, and then I have a mom and dad home. My brother's 12-year-old. He goes to the middle school over there at Kaiser.
Yep.
And then that's really about it. I started playing baseball was my first sport, actually.
Oh,
I was
nice.
Around 4 years old. I played that. Was a first baseman. And then, well, more of a pitcher. I was a pitcher guy, but stopped doing that. And then I got into football around fifth grade, around that area. Got into football and started playing that and fell in love with that. And that's what I do now.
Well, football, we'll get into that. Grimsley, state champions in 2022, really, just fell short this past year, but, a lot of, good cases, at Grimsley, been powerhouse, of the state. I saw a lot of, folks, including yourself, getting some D1 offers. We'll get to there in a few minutes, but, let's just talk about your junior year first, play defensive line. And what did you learn in your junior year this year, going into your senior year, 26 tackles, a solo, 29 total. What did you learn from your junior year and some of your takeaways this year?
So we had a new D-line coach, Coach Meekins. He came in and he was very big on like hustling to the ball and never giving up on the play. And I learned that more this year, as in like getting to the ball more, hustling, never giving up on the play. Because, you know, a running back might be going down the field, and if you keep chasing him down, you can catch up to him. He might cut back or something. That's your hit right there. So I learned that a lot. And then I learned more like film, like watching film more, learning what the offense is doing, like talking in practice, throughout practice, calling out the plays that the scout office was giving us. So I learned more about that, more about the game.
And specifically, and again, we'll get to baseball in just a second, for your offseason this year, obviously you have baseball season first, but offseason-wise, what are you looking to work on and some of your goals for senior year coming up?
Just looking to, like, get stronger throughout my legs. My upper body's pretty strong. Just getting stronger throughout my lower body. Dropping a few pounds so I can move a little more, feel a little more free on my body. And that's really about it.
Okay. Talk to me about baseball season's coming up pretty fast. What are your goals for this year in baseball? And, you know, and then we'll get into college stuff in a second. But talk to me about baseball season coming up. You play first base for the team. Last year you appeared in 9 games, had one hit, 3 runs batted in, and 3 runs total. Talk to me about your vision for baseball this year.
I'm not actually playing baseball this year. I'm going to be more like a little manager guy, just be out there with the guys because, like, they love me being out there, so I'm going to just be out there for them, hanging out with them, supporting them, just being more like a leader out there for them, especially for the for the JV team. They can look up to somebody that played on that team. And then the varsity, I always hang out with them guys, so they want to see me out there with them, hanging out with them, seeing them do what they love to do. And then coach wants me to stay with the team, so I stay. I'll come back and do that. But I stopped doing baseball this year because I wanted to focus on football coming into my senior year. Wanted more like work on my speed because we have speed agility coming in March somewhere around that time, and I wanted to work on that. So, but I'll still be around baseball though.
Yeah, I was gonna ask. So specifically, you wanted to focus on football going into your senior year. That's totally, I totally get it. What kind of went into that reasoning? Tell us more, kind of why you decided to do that.
Well, senior year, I heard, is like your most, like, most important year. Well, junior is, but like senior year is like your most year you'll never forget. And like, I want to prepare myself to where I'm gonna be going to college next year. I want to make sure I'm set in stone, know what I'm doing, and I can go out with a bang my senior year and not like have my recent years. I want to have my best year in high school to be my senior year, and I want to make sure that's where it needs to be.
No, that's totally understandable. Let's talk future for just a second. You focused on football, like you said, dropping baseball, focusing on football, going into your senior year, class of 2025. You got your second D1 offer recently from the Temple University Owls. Talk to me about your college process, the recruitment. How's it going? Do you have a college that you're hoping offers you? What does the recruiting look like right now?
Recruit is it's all over the place right now. I mean, I'm getting recruited from a bunch of different schools right now. Just like coming to their, they want me to come to their spring practice, come up and see the facility and stuff like that. And then I'll stay here. Like them guys, like they just come in and want to see me, like come up to the campus and see that places like that. I'm not really like certain on whoever I want to go to right now. I just want to see everything. And like, see what's best fit for me, especially that had whoever has my major. That's what I'm really focused on right now. Who has my major? Because I know football will always be there. I'm just seeing who has my major and where I could get my degree and all that
And do you have a major in mind? Do you know where you what you'd want to
at.
do?
I'm looking into like anything with business or going into sports marketing. We're looking into that.
Okay, good. Yeah, that's a good field. It's always good to keep your options open, not try to tie yourself down to anything. So no, that's good advice. Let's go off the field for a few minutes. What do you like to do off the field for fun when you're not playing football or obviously this year baseball? What do you like to do for fun?
I'm a really video gamer. I like to play the game a lot, more like on a Madden 2K type. But when I'm outside, I like to I've got more into cornhole. I'm a cornhole guy. I like
Yeah.
playing cornhole a little bit. Yeah,
Tell
I'm a little
me,
good at that.
yes.
Got that little baseball toss you need. That baseball toss, it translates right to cornhole. So I do
Exactly.
that a lot. I actually want to get to like some tournaments or something, like try that out and see where I'm at in cornhole. I want to do that. And that's mainly what I do. And I just hang out with fam, really. That's it.
Well, I don't know if anyone would appreciate me telling you this, but you do know there is professional cornhole out there. There
Yeah,
is a cornhole. You could just drop football and go straight to cornhole.
I do.
Yeah, no. Cornhole is a fun sport. I'm glad you like to do that. That's something we have in common. Talk to me about what is something most people may not know about you? Something that maybe your parents or best friends, people close to you, what is something the average person doesn't know about you that would be kind of interesting or cool?
I feel like that I learn things quickly. Like if you tell me something, I'll pick it up quicker than others. And I'm more like a humble guy. I'm not really like a big-headed guy. I like to stay calm and just focus on myself, really. I don't like to like focus on others, see what they're doing. I want to focus on myself and see what I'm doing and what I could do better for myself and not for others before.
Good life lesson. I'll continue to this time I'm going to point it back to you for just a second if you'll allow me. If recruiters from schools were to view you on this podcast or any other media platform that might try to interview you, what are three words that you would say best describes you and why? It can be on the football field, off the football field. What are three ways that you would say best describe?
I'll say I'm teachable. One of them, I'm teachable. I can pick up things like that, and I like to listen and learn, see what the coaches are talking about. That's a really big thing. And I'll say I'm disciplined. I'm very disciplined. I feel like I am. Like if you tell me to do something, I'm going to do it. And I'm more like a guy that is going to do exactly what you say. Like even if you don't mean exactly what you say, I'm an exact person. Like I'm going to do what you say and what you want me to do. And then I'll say I don't really have another one, but that's really the main two I'm really big on, the those two right there.
We'll say you're a good teammate. We'll go with that one. We'll say that for three.
A good team, yeah.
Yeah. Before we let you go, as I said at the top, my guest has been rising Grimsley defensive lineman Andre Hill Jr., first baseman up till this coming season on the baseball team as well, two-sport athlete at Grimsley High School. Andre, when you look back on your time about a year from now, well, about a year and a half, I should say, from now as you head off to college, what do you want to be remembered at Grimsley? What do you want your legacy to be there?
I just want to be just a guy that people looked up to play defensive line and want to be like me. I just want people to be like me, well, want to be like me or better than me. I want people to be better than me too, but look up to me and see what I did and see like where I came from freshman year to now and just do that right there.
And what is something that you feel like, and I know this is might be putting you on the spot, could you boil down, take specifically the Grimsley coaching staff and those guys, what have they really taught you this 3 years and coming up on 4 years at high school? What is some of the really key takeaways that you could say that the coaching staff has kind of applied to you, not only football field, but just in life in general?
Being tough, discipline, I could say those two are big right there, like being tough. And they also helped me out being a better man. Like they have players that came through and did some bad things that led them different ways. But they always harp on that, make sure we're doing the right things outside of football because they don't see us outside of football, but they want to make sure we're doing the right things. And I could say, like I got offers late, so – I can say they told me to make sure, wait till my time comes. Just don't try to be rushed and be early on it. Wait till my time comes because everyone's time comes different. So I say just wait. They told me to wait and everything will fall in line.
That seems like a good mantra to have. Like I said, it's been good to have you here. Last question for you. Talk to me about before we let you go, any people that you want to shout out, friends, family, anything you want to plug while we got you, anything you want people to check out, anything that you're doing around the community, around the school, anything you want to shout out?
I just want to shout out my family the most because they always there for me and always going to be there for me. So I want to shout out them. Then I want to shout out my coaches for always believing in me and like leading me in the right direction. Then I want to shout out all my trainers that have worked out with me to be a better person and be better than I was grow from freshman year. And I want to thank all of them.
Awesome. Well, Andre, this has been great. Best of luck your senior year at Grimsley and enjoy the baseball season on the managerial side of things. And we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks for giving us some time.
Thank you for having me.
And that'll wrap up this edition of Triad All-Stars. I'm your host, Ryan Smith. Rate, review, and subscribe wherever you get your podcast, and we'll see you next time.